Reforming Parts 61 and 141, a few minutes with the FAA's Brian Neville. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Last week, during the American Bonanza Society's annual convention and trade show here in Salt Lake City, I had the chance to talk with Brian Neville, acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team. He's also the webmaster for the WINGS program. Among the questions I had for Brian involved the need to periodically update regulations, which sometimes draws heat from alphabet groups that seek to minimize the costs and red tape involved in being a pilot. Sometimes it seems as if it would be difficult to get anything done at the FAA.
Actually, just recently, the FAA published a new rule that covers Part 61 and Part 141. And as a matter of fact, on August 31st, a new NPRM was published that will further address Part 61 requirements. We really are trying to address the needs as the technology changes. The FAA recognizes that we can't test on, for example, NDB approaches as often as we used to, because we now do GPS approaches. Some airplanes haven't seen an NDB instrument in years and years. And so the FAA is finally discovering that we need to address the current technology. And, oh, my goodness, wouldn't it be great if the FAA was ahead of the aviation community in addressing those things? So you're going to see changes in practical test standards. You're going to see additional changes in Part 61 coming down the pike. As a matter of fact, the WINGS program is designed to take advantage of the technology. That's one reason it was automated. It's now on FAASafety.gov. The WINGS program is not an award program anymore. It's a proficiency-based program. This is what we hear from our users that they really want. And so part of our process in redesigning FAASafety.gov and the WINGS program so it's more user-friendly is to allow more people the freedom to come and participate in the WINGS program. So I think you're going to see more pilots come to the WINGS program because it will be an inexpensive way to maintain currency. For example, the bulk of the material on FAASafety.gov is free. There's no charge. We don't charge for taking online courses, referring to our library. It's just no cost at all. So it's really a wonderful place to get that safety knowledge that pilots are looking for. Now, we know that we occasionally preach to the choir at our safety seminars. So we're going to develop programs that the FAST team is going to develop these programs that will send postcards to those pilots that aren't participating yet and really invite them and encourage them to come to FAASafety.gov, because that's the real key. It's good to preach to the choir because we want to keep safe pilots safe, but we need to reach out even better and reach those pilots that don't typically come and participate in safety programs.
More with FAST Team's Brian Neville in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and this is the special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Brian Neville, acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team, about changing the rules that define pilot qualifications. You mentioned the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. Let me just ask you briefly about a couple of points in that. The FAA has moved to add some requirements for pilots of single-pilot turbine aircraft How tough is it for the FAA to get additional or tighter requirements on an area like that when it's up against the lobbying of the industry groups?
Very important question. Accident statistics is one way. If we look at the statistics over the years, we see some trends. For example, sport aviation. The reason we have a sport pilot rule today is because statistically, pilots who fly airplanes VFR and low power, they don't have as many accidents as pilots who are in larger airplanes, bigger power plants, more technology. IFR, for example, VMC and IFR conditions is still a big problem across our country. Many nations don't allow night VFR, for example. We still do. Statistically, that would be one area that we could approach, but it receives a lot of lobbying, and so that's why there's been no motion there. For example, turbine airplanes. Turbine airplanes are now becoming more accessible to a different demographic group of pilots, and we are seeing a higher accident trend, so we want to address that as soon as possible, not the old FAA being reactionary. We want to address these things right up front.
Let's go the other direction. Part 141 schools, which have been regulated in minutiae in the past, down to sound levels, where the windows can be, all this stuff, are now being proposed to be allowed to go completely online with ground school. Where did that one come from?
Well, that's the opposite lobby, and that is the industry needs to be able to survive in order to train new pilots. And so reducing costs is one way they do that. Computer-based instruction is a big deal today. And so many schools have said, if we could get rid of our very expensive ground-based instruction, we could do everything online, and it's just as good and in many cases better than ground-based instruction. Everybody's a winner. And so that's where that came from.
Well, it's encouraging to see things becoming a little more end-user friendly at the FAA. Does any of that have to do with the fact that you finally have stable leadership?
Stable leadership is important. A stable budget is also very important. And so we're looking for both of those to come together here in the very near future, because that's really important. Randy Babbitt is our new administrator, and he has a very positive outlook about what the FAA can be doing in the coming year. So we're very excited about that.
Brian, thanks for sharing some of this with us and for being candid.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Paul. Thank you again.
Among Brian's responsibilities with the FAA is overseeing the user interface, aka website, for the WINGS program. That website recently went through an overhaul and has been criticized as being far less user-friendly than the one it replaced. It also lacks the server capacity to run properly. Brian says the cries have been heard, and just days ago he got approval and the budget to fix it. We'll be watching. Brian Neville is the Acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team. Find out more at www.faasafety.gov. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.